today. There's a concept on Shabbat, something that's called a pesik reshet. What does this mean? A pesik reshet is something that a person, he goes to do a permissible act on Shabbat, something that is permitted, and as a result, something for sure will violate Shabbat. For example, I go right now, I want to open my refrigerator, and I know that there's a light on the inside of the refrigerator. So me opening a refrigerator door, assuming that there's no other issues, opening that door would be permissible. Now, the problem comes out that when I open the door, the light turns on. So it's a pesik reshen. It's for sure going to cause a melacha or a violation of Shabbat to happen. So is a Jew allowed to do something along those lines? And the halacha is, of course, no. In a general sense, a Jew should not open that refrigerator. But what about asking a non-Jew to do something that is a permissible act, but has a pesik reshen? And the halacha is, according to Rav Ovadia and Rav Ben Chaim, they also agree with this, is that if something is permissible act, and as a result it would be a pesik reshet, even if it's a biblical law, even if it's a deoraita law, it's still permitted to ask a non-Jew to do for you on Shabbat. So I'll give you a few examples. You have the refrigerator light that's on, and you forgot to turn it off before Shabbat. So you want to open the refrigerator to take the foods out. You don't necessarily need the light. So you ask the non-Jew, can you open the refrigerator for me? And he can open the refrigerator for you as long as he doesn't have an intention that he wants the light, he wants to benefit from that light. So there would be no problem there. You can ask the non-Jew to open that refrigerator even though there is a light. Another example. Let's say someone forgets their talit in the car. Or they forget their medicine in the car and they need to have their medicine. Right? But you know that when you open up the car door, the light is going to turn on. So the halakha is you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to open up that car door in order to receive that medicine, to receive that talit, even though as a result the light is going to turn on. Because the act in and of itself is a permissible act, and only as a result it's going to be for sure a melacha. Just one more example. They say, if let's say, he has wet clothing on Shabbat, right? And that's his only clothing. So he says, Mutar lomar legoy laniham samuch la'esh. He's allowed to ask a non-Jew to take that clothing and even put it near a fire, near a, something hot, in order to dry it out and warm it up. He says, and afal pi shal yedei Israel asur mishum melaben, and even though mishum mevashel, even though you're not allowed to do that yourself, you can't take wet clothing, for example, and go next to a hot urn or a fire. Why? Number one, there's a melaben, there's whitening. Number two, more importantly, is mevashel, something that's wet, and you're going next to something hot, you're essentially cooking. So even though for you this is problematic, but let's say that's your only clothing on Shabbat, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to take that next to something hot, even though as a result, that's going to warm it up and dry it out, because that's considered a pesik reshet. So there's many, many different examples, but the idea is that anything that's a permissible act, that you ask a non-Jew, and as a result, a melacha is going to be performed for sure, it's going to happen, but he doesn't have intention for that, he doesn't want that to happen, so therefore that would be permitted to ask a non-Jew to do for you on Shabbat. Have a great day.